This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Let's just say morality issues of a sexual nature, if you understand what I'm saying. The positions that we take as believing Muslims is worthy of cancellation. Do you guys understand, or is it like, do I spell it out more? Is that good enough? I'm not getting in trouble here with you guys? Okay, just making sure. Okay. To hold normative views of the family, let's put it that way, is deemed to be akin to racism. And if you publicly hold such beliefs, and if you give khutbas in your masjid, which I do, about normative Abrahamic notions of morality and family, this will haunt you in the academy. This will haunt you in the academy. And this happened to me even after I left the academy. I will tell you something that happened to me last year. I posted on Facebook about this new organization in Dallas that was saying that Muslims, they're trying to prove that Islam accepts certain alphabets. You get the point. And I wrote a Facebook post. And I said, listen, if you guys want to say whatever you want about your political and culture, that's your business. The minute you say Islam, I'm sorry. I'm going to speak up here. And I had a very long post. It's still online. I had a very long post. As Muslims, we have morality. We believe certain things are not allowed. And even if somebody does them, consider it a sin between you and Allah. But for you to say it's halal and justified. And what really irritated me, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. This person said, the Prophet ﷺ accepted such people. A'udhu billah. Wallahi, this made my blood boil. And so I wrote a very blunt post. Don't bring my Prophet ﷺ into this. Do whatever you want and Allah will be your judge. You between you and Allah, your sins, okay. Don't bring in my Prophet ﷺ into this. That, and this was supposed to be a Muslim. And you know, my son got this on campus. There was an MSA that's on that type of idea. Not the main MSA, you know, there's multiple groups. There was another group that claimed to be Muslim and they're handing this out. My son brought this home. Look, Dad, whether the Muslim student, one Muslim group is good. It made my blood boil. I wrote a long post. I was supposed to present at a conference, I'm not going to be too specific, but in a European country, about Ibn Taymiyyah and the Mithaq, something like this. I got an email from them that somebody reported this post of yours, and we will withdraw your paper and your presentation because we don't want any controversy and potentially, you know, homophobic accusations, this and that. We don't want this, and this is, you know, a European country and whatnot. And I wrote back, Ibn Taymiyyah and the Mithaq, what has that got to do with this Facebook post? Facebook. So alhamdulillah, I mean, I can't be in the academy if they're not going to allow me to be a preacher to my own community, right? To preach basic morality and basic whatnot. So until the end, again, but see, my case is different because I'm a very public preacher, right? And it does send a chilling message to most graduate students that are Muslims and PhDs are Muslims. And in fact, I was told this by a very nice mentor and sheikh and reputable, well, I mean, a professor, I don't want to mention his name, but he's in the academy and you know him. When I first got accepted to Yale, he pulled me aside. He was visiting from another institute. And he goes, look, my advice to you, for 10 years, keep your mouth shut. Don't give any khutbas and durus. Do your dissertation, write your papers, get tenure, then say what you will. He said this to me when I got accepted to Yale. And I thought to myself, and I thought, I said, I didn't study in the city of the Prophet ﷺ and memorize the Quran and get ijazat and become who I became just to be quiet for 10 years. I'm not going to do that. So I continued giving my da'wah and I continued doing the academy. Alhamdulillah, I got to a certain level, but then I had to make a choice personally because it was impeding. And I think to this day, there is an issue in the Western Academy that certain topics really are taboo. And if you really go there, then you will have problems.
فَيَا ذُلِّي وَيَا خَجَلِي إِذَا مَا قَالَ لِي رَبِّي أَمَا اسْتَحْيَيْتَهُ تَعْصِينِي وَلَا تَخْشَى مِنَ الْعَتَبِ وَتُخْفِي الذَّنْبَ عَنْ خَلْقِي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلى رضا الرب تعود إلى رضا الربِّ